How much gold is still underground? Are we in the middle of a second gold rush right here in Victoria? That's a serious question, by the way. Experts believe there's likely to be over 2 million kilograms of gold under the ground in regional Victoria, because when the first gold rush hit in the 1880s, in 1851, and then that made its way to Victoria, the technology wasn't good enough to unearth it all. Peter McCarthy is a former mining engineer and is now one of the people behind reopening the Castlemaine Goldfields mine in Ballarat that's been out of action for over 100 years. Peter, thanks for joining us. Tell us, are we in the middle of maybe a second gold rush, or a third, or a fourth?
Good evening, Paul. I think that we are at the beginning of a second gold rush. I don't think we're quite at the middle of it yet, but things are looking very good for the future.
Tell us why.
Really, it's been kicked off by discoveries at the Fosterville gold mine, which is just out of Bendigo, where they have found that the gold's getting richer and richer as they go deeper.
Yeah.
And they are finding very high-grade gold, which is making them the lowest gold cost producer in Australia at the moment.
What technology is around and available now that wasn't 10 years ago?
Well, it's not so much 10 years ago. Most of these projects have been developing for decades.
Okay.
It's a combination of where we've reached at the moment and a good gold price. Gold price is over $2,000 an ounce Australian, which is making a lot of difference.
Yeah.
And creating a lot of excitement.
Knowing how much is under there make it tantalising or frustrating at the same time as these projects are underway?
It's frustrating for the people who have worked on them in the past and either couldn't get them going or didn't make much money when gold prices were low.
Yeah.
The new technology that we have now is in processing, where we can recover more of the gold. In accessing the gold, these days we generally put down a decline, which is an inclined tunnel, rather than sinking a vertical shaft. And by having an inclined tunnel, you can drive trucks down there and front-end loaders and four-wheel drive vehicles and all that sort of thing, which makes it much more efficient.
And is the gold underneath the gold that was found 150 years ago?
In the case of Fosterville, yes, it is. They're following down veins that were found then. But there are other opportunities for us now up north underneath the Murray Basin sediments, and also out in the western part of Victoria, which is a lot of it covered by basalt from volcanic lava flows. And in those areas, the old-timers couldn't get at it, and nowadays with the new exploration technology, we can start to find places to drill for it.
Okay, and any shades of the history out there, the type of people involved, or are they, or is it the top end of a town in a business sense?
No, it's some small people, if you like, small operators have had good opportunities to get started. And one really good example is the way that Catalyst Metals have put together a few prospects up north of Bendigo. Jen Reinhart has bought into that and invested quite a bit of money. And they are finding some really good intercepts with their drilling. They've only drilled so far. They haven't gone down.
Yeah.
But they're sitting over 50 to 100 metres of Murray River sands and gravels and so on, and they can drill down through that and find 3 metres of 10 grams to the tonne, 9 metres at 8, and all those sorts of numbers. You know, they're very exciting numbers.
Peter McCarthy is a former mining engineer, now one of the people behind reopening the Castlemaine Goldfields mine in Ballarat. And Peter, is it worth it all, individuals going and prospecting for gold in any particular area? We're about to speak to someone who likes to do a bit of that, but is it worth it?
Yes, I think it is. I have a relative who has been prospecting with a metal detector for at least 40 years, and he finds gold every time he goes out. He knows how to do it, of course, it's a skill.
Yeah.
But he's, I think, quite successful.
With a detector?
With a detector, yep. And some of the big ones have been found with detectors. The Hand of Faith nugget was found in 1980 near Kingawa, and if you found that today, it would be worth about $1.75 million just in the gold value.
Yeah.
Nuggets are generally worth twice the gold value if they're interesting.
Yeah.
So you could guess that the Hand of Faith, if you found that today with a detector, then it might be worth you know, $3 to $4 million.
Good stuff. Now you're getting me interested in that, Peter. Plus, you can go to a lovely part of Australia, can't you?
That's right.
We appreciate it. Good luck. And thanks for teaching us about gold mining at the start of the another second gold rush. Or a second gold rush. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Now, we have a gold prospector on the line, and Robert is a prospector who lives in Somerville, down on the wonderful Mornington Peninsula. Robert, what can you tell me about your activities?
How are you? Yeah, no, it's I quite enjoy it out in the bush. So, yeah, I try and get away as much as I can, mainly weekends.
So what do? You live down in Somerville, there's no gold down there. There was actually never any serious gold found on the Mornington Peninsula at all.
So do you
go further afield?
Yeah, I go up to Maryborough a fair bit around the Golden Triangle.
Yep.
That's where I've found most of my gold, yeah.
And where do you go? To creeks or...?
No, just old diggings,
yep.
Old sites, yeah.
Right, okay.
There's a lot of stuff still left behind, and I find it, so yeah.
What's your equipment?
It's just a Minelab GPX 5000, and yeah, it's a Nugget Finder Evo coil, 12-inch, and that can pick up sub-grammars, really small pieces of gold too, so which is good.
Yeah, and so you're going to be able to make enough money in this to change your lifestyle at all, or is it you look at it as a hobby?
So it's more of a hobby.
Yeah,
but I'm certain there's a nugget out there with my name on it. Put that way.
It's a bit like fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, I find that there seems to be more lead out there than gold.
Yeah, yep.
You find a lot of junk.
Oh, okay. More carp than snapper.
Yeah,
sorry,
exactly.
I'm not a fisherman. Yeah. Terrific. All right, and is it good for your mental health to get out there in the fresh air?
It's my release. I like just getting out there, and you're the only one there.
Yeah,
and you're just walking around digging holes. It's not easy. It is hard work.
Yeah,
the ground's pretty hard, and
and
it can be disappointing.
And you've got a family that encourages this, or you're on your lonesome?
I've got a family, and they don't come out with me. I've tried to talk my partner into digging for me, but that failed.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
That's good fun.
Good to have a hobby. Hey, listen, by the way, did you know our phone number is 1-300-222-774 or our text message 0437-774-774? As soon as you find that nugget with your name on it, give us a call, will you? And we'd like to know about it.
Yeah, we've actually got a Facebook page. It's called Australian Gold Prospectors.
Okay.
And you can upload your photos, you can tell stories of, where you've been, and, it's really good. Yeah.
Fantastic, mate. Well done. Yeah. Okay, thanks very much for that, Robert, and good luck to you in your gold prospecting.